angry MGTOW here. And women were created to create more men.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
Women were created to create more men. It sounds simple to say this, but think about it very carefully. You know, evidently this was something that the AIDS-fleeing monkey said, and I hate to quote him, but this actually makes some sense. Men were created to get shit done. Women were created to create more men. Let's think about those factors very carefully and the implications behind them. Men do the hard lifting, men do the heavy lifting. Women, on the other hand, create nothing, offer nothing, and contribute nothing. The only thing women have actually contributed since the beginning of time was childbearing. They produced children, and men shared their wealth and resources with women and also protected them. Not for the woman themselves, but for the child that they would bring into the world. Also, childbearing was a dangerous job. Childbearing. For example, the mortality rate was up to like 50% when it came to women. Dying in labor was a high thing. Women back then realized that if they had a baby, they could die. Can you imagine this? And this was still the social contract. You're going to have my children, and in return, I'll take care of you. All right? But at the same time, you're going to be also conscious that you could die during childbirth. This was a big thing back then. Modern day women, mortality rates are low. So women have babies today. The chance of the woman dying during childbearing, during childbirth, is significantly low these days. Not with epidurals and all the other shit that they have. Women have it better than ever. And it just keeps getting better for them. They have the pill, which allows them to control their own biology, meaning they can decide when they want to get pregnant and trick a man into fathering a child with them that he does not want. Like I said, they have it better than ever. They have it better than ever. I talk about feminists, and I want you to understand that they are undoubtedly the cancer of the world, but women themselves are all feminist. They all have that feminist nature. They all have that feminist spirit. Don't fool yourselves into thinking, oh, there's some good ones out there angry. Because you're wrong. You're wrong. You're lying to yourself. You're trying to convince yourself of something that is not there. Don't play that game. Don't get lost in that world. Because if you do, you will regret it. Feminists have never, ever created of anything of value on this planet. All they create is chaos and misery. And when I say feminists, I mean women, because they are vice versa. All women are feminists. Look at modern day women. Look at so-called anti-feminists. None of them want to give up the rights that feminism got for them, the privileges that feminism got for them. They just don't want to be called feminist because, you know, it basically means you're a man-hater. They can't hide from the meaning of the word anymore. So they just want to disassociate themselves, but they want to keep all the treasures that feminism got for them. That's women for you. And don't expect women to change anytime soon. As I said, all women share the same nature. They're all narcissistic, conceited, and overbearing. They want what they don't deserve, and they think they deserve everything. That is a woman for you. And it's the foolish men that continue to provide for them and continue to indulge them and continue to give them what they don't deserve, what they have not earned. You want to see a happy man? You'll find, look for a man who has not gotten married, a man who's going his own way, a man who's focusing on himself and his own happiness. That's a happy fucking man right there. That's a happy man. Man going his own way. But look at the modern day simp. The modern day simp spends all his time trying to please a woman when it's the woman's job to please the man. And then when she destroys him in the end, he wants all the other guys to feel sorry for him. He wants all the other men to share their resources with him. He didn't know any better because he was a good simp. And many of these so-called simps will continue to try to destroy other men, even after what happened. You know, I had this one guy a few years ago talking about how much his life had gotten destroyed because of the court system. And he was talking about how much he hated the things I said, because women are wonderful. And it's not the fault of women that he's paying all this crazy amount of money and child support and spousal support. It's not their fault. It's the court system. Okay? Don't blame the person who pulled the trigger. Blame the gun. All right? Don't blame the person who pulled the trigger. Blame the gun. That's his belief system. Because women are beautiful and wonderful angels. And this guy was so effeminate. So effeminate. He was in his, like, 50s. His daughters fucking hate his guts, from what I can understand. All right? Because they've been poisoned against them by their mother. This guy is more of a woman than, like, he's so effeminate, it's ridiculous. And he's sitting there being screwed over. He hasn't learned his lesson yet. He hasn't learned his fucking lesson yet. You know, he was a white guy. And I'm thinking to myself, how many white guys are out there today being discriminated against? I'm not saying that black men have not been discriminated against. I'm not saying that they're not, that Asian men haven't been discriminated against. I'm not saying that men of all races have not been discriminated against. But we actually talk about that discrimination. We can talk about that blacks have been discriminated against. We know this, yes. There is discrimination that blacks have faced, black men continue to face. But the irony is that we don't ever talk about the fact that there's extreme amounts of discrimination against white men. And it's funny because so many white guys, it's like they haven't learned their lesson yet. Like, do you like getting shit on by society? Because this is the modern day right now, if you ask me, white men look like the modern day slaves of Western civilization. They're blamed for everything and expected to provide everything for everyone. Think about that carefully. They're the workhorse of civilization. And it's like you scratch your head on this one, and yet there are so many who still go down cuckish, who still don't stand up for themselves. Norse Gamer says, every race has been discriminated against. White masculine males are the most discriminated against. White masculine males are the most discriminated against. That's absolutely true. And it's ridiculous. And you know, the funny thing is the cucks seem to think that, you know, if the feminists were leading everyone to the gas chambers, they somehow, you know, they're going to be at the back of the line. Or they're not going to be on the line at all. I mean, like, seriously, there's going to be like two lines, one for all the masculine men and one for the cucks. And they're going to tell the cucks that this line is to get candy, the other one is to the gas chamber. Both of them are to the gas chamber. Both of them are to the gas chamber. But it would be hilarious, like, listening to the cops, like, making fun, like, ha, 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 look at you guys. You guys were acting bad, and now you're going to die. We're going to go get candy. They're taking us to get candy. This is the candy line. And we're all thinking, you know, there's another gas chamber up ahead. I'm pretty sure this is another gas chamber line. They're like, no, 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 no. We paid our price, all right? We gave them our balls, they put them in their purses, and now we're cool with them. We're cool with them. You've got to be fucking kidding me, all right? Got to be fucking kidding me. The Sims sold out, and they seem to think that they're going to end up getting a reward in the end. Shit. They're going to get pegged. That's what they're going to get. They're going to get pegged, and they're going to get pegged hard. North Gamer says it pretty good in the chat. Right now, we have to pay taxes for people who don't want to work. Someone has to pay for the Escalades, Navigators, and Mercedes. Guys, how often do you see some welfare queen pushing a Mercedes? Oh my gosh. Or an Escalade or a Navigator. Guys, I see this all the time. I've seen it all the time when I was back in New York. Oh my gosh. How is it that I've got this degree and that degree, and you've got this many kids, and you're living better than me? This shit doesn't make any sense. What degree do you have? You don't have jack shit. Guys, let me tell you something. I'll tell you a story. There was, you know, I knew a woman. Oh my gosh. I knew a woman who was on welfare once. She was on welfare. We would go to her house. I went to her house when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, and a teenager. Guys, listen to me. She lived in like Astoria, New York. Hear me out. Astoria, that's Queens. That's the nice part of New York. The rent is pretty high in Astoria, right? She had an entire floor to herself. She had a floor to herself. There were like two or three bedrooms. She had a plasma screen TV. Okay, guys, I want you to understand something. She had a plasma screen TV. Plasma screen TV back when no one had a plasma screen TV. You would go into her apartment, there would be food just piled up. There would be food just piled up. This woman was so fucking proud. She was so fucking proud. Oh my gosh. Her apartment, her place was beautiful. All right? Her place was beautiful. Listen to me, this woman, she had so much money that she would constantly refresh her furniture, refresh her electronics. She'd say something like, can't have this old shit in here anymore. Like, you know, look at this old couch. You know, this is from last year. I gotta get this year's, right? She had so much money. It was ridiculous. She didn't work a day in her fucking life. And she just kept having one baby after another baby after another baby. All by different men. All by different men. And she would space them out a little bit. She would space them out a little bit this way in case one of them... I know why she was doing it. Just in case one of them turns 18 at some point, she can still collect off the others. Spooky says, Norse Gamer, I just sent $6,000 to the IRS to pay for the bastard that a former Mexican fat skank whose job is to shit out unruly bastards and her nephew's iPhone. Holy cow, my blood is boiling. Shit. Guys, I'm telling you, it's disgusting. Norse Gamer says, try more like $25,000 a year for me. Norse says that's about what he's paying in taxes, about $25,000 a year. Guys, this is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. Guys, what the fuck? Seriously. We're all on here just struggling trying to get by. and these fuckers are on welfare? Get the fuck out of here. Eating for free, living for free, off our money. And some of them will have the nerve to say that it's like, they'll try to say it's like godly and biblical because this is how it's supposed to be. The less fortunate being provided for. How the fuck are you less fortunate? You're driving an Escalade. You're living in the better part of town, all right? I can't even live in that area. I don't have $3,000 a month for rent, but you do, all right? You don't got no job. You ain't looking, all right? You sound a lot like Tyrone. Don't got no job. You ain't looking, and you keep making baby after baby after baby. You don't give shit to society. You just suck, suck, suck. And then you act like, and then you think you're better than me. Get the fuck out of here. Guys, thank God for Donald fucking Trump. You know, Trump said it recently. You got people out there working three jobs to live like people who are on welfare. You got people working three jobs to live like people who are on welfare. You also have people who are on welfare that work fewer hours. They work fewer hours at their job so that they can keep their benefits. Because there's more of an incentive to live off the fucking government. And when they say the government, let's be realistic. They're living off me and you. Because we have to pay our fucking taxes. All right? We got to pay our fucking taxes. You know, I was looking over the money I earned this year so far. Not a lot. I got to pay fucking taxes on that. I got to pay taxes on that. So some scumbum can use that money to go get fucked. Well, get the fuck out of here. Come December 16th, all these whores are going out on the street and there's no more free food going out. No more handouts. Tyrone says, Tyrone and Chatter impregnating all the women. Norris says, the women were submissive to men. Men would break over backwards to provide for them. Now they feel they don't need a man. They will learn the truth. The world sucks without men helping them. I think simply saying the world sucks without men helping them. I think even that is an understatement. I think even that's an understatement. Because without men helping women, the world is a deadly place. Without men protecting them, providing for them, nurturing them, caring about them, consoling them. Women are essentially left to the elements. Without God looking over them, women have nothing. But look at what they've done. They put their vaginas on a fucking pedestal and began worshiping their fucking pussies. They wear that shit on their fucking heads like it's symbolic. Get the fuck out of here. I just like to put it like this. Dear ladies, this is the end. This is the end. It's the end of the bullshit. It's the end of the narcissism. It's the end of the creep of the theft. Norse Gamer says, I remember when I first started my business, I was a broke son of a bitch watching people on food stamps eat steak. I ate ramen noodles, Spam, cheese, bread, and Chef Boyardee. Fuck, guys, this is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. This is bullshit. You hear me? This is bullshit. You got these fucking people out here for decades eating fucking steak while the rest of us are fucking starving. We gonna make sure Tyrone is well fed in FEMA, y'all. We're going to make sure our boy Tyrone is doing all right. We're going to make sure Tyrone is okay, has medical attention when he needs it. Because Tyrone has work to do. Tyrone has work to do. All right? Because these hoes have gotten on for far too long. They got away with murder. They have. It is bullshit. Bullshit what they've gotten away with. Use the word for it, brothers. It's murder. What have they gotten away with? Murder. To say feminism is cancer is an understatement. To say feminism is poison is an understatement. Women themselves are feminism. It is just their true nature. Chef Boy are fucking deep. I tell you guys. How many guys can relate to Norse? I can. I remember some of those really hungry. I remember starving for so many years. Back when I was in college and I wanted to go and get a medical degree, I literally starved at times. Barely ate, just literally, I mean, like I went through it. Even when I had a job, I was hungry sometimes. I just didn't have the money. But I kept working hard. I kept working hard. Women today, women are nonsense. Word parasite seems like the most fitting. Because all they do is take and take and take. They never give. Like I said, over the course of a woman's life, she will have a $250,000 negative impact on the economy, while men will be a surplus. If men begin to cut back their hours and begin to work fewer hours, what do you think is going to happen? If men stop trying to pursue women and begin working fewer hours, what do you think is going to happen? Right now, they're basically saying, oh, the reason why men aren't marrying is because women are giving up sex too easily, which is bullshit. Because women are seeking out the top 20% of all men. When you factor it in, most men are not getting access, regular access to a woman's vagina. And statistically, the millennials are actually having less sex than any generation in almost the last 100 years. The millennials are having less sex than almost any generation in the last 100 years. Think about those statistics carefully. So in reality, women are just being whores and they're sleeping with Chads, fucking Tyrones. But most men are just going their own way and saying, yeah, we can't be bothered with it. We can't be bothered with the nonsense. We can't be bothered with the bullshit. We can't be bothered with the narcissism. Men are overworked and underpaid. How many of us have lost our lives? How many among us have died under the tyranny of feminism, under the cancerous nature of women, to continue feeding the Jezebel spirit? Enough is enough of this bullshit. Enough is enough. And come December 16th, enough is enough. I said it once and I'll say it again. God bless Donald Trump. I'm not saying Donald Trump is the savior. I'm not saying he's the Messiah. But I do believe God is working through him. And I think that God is giving us a critical opportunity to change our ways or be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. I hope I pronounced that right. I've already said it. I don't believe society's going to collapse. Maybe it could. The way it's going. I believe it's people are going to collapse. It's going to be the women. It's going to be the sibs. You know, look at Trump. People say Trump is the worst human being there is. But then think about this. There's a picture of him in the White House surrounded by a group of pastors, both black and white, touching him and praying over him. Think about this picture. I think it's happened multiple times. A group of pastors, both black and white, touching him and praying over him. His wife, Melania, they spoke at a big event. At the event, she said, "Let us pray." And I believe there she repeated the Lord's Prayer. Something is extremely wrong when you consider that the so-called moral people of our time are the most immoral. Hillary Clinton, she's one of the greatest scumbags on earth. Barack Obama, when did he step foot? He went to church just long enough to get elected. And then that was the end of that. And his pastor, the pastor of Barack Obama's church, this guy was a racist. This guy was a racist. I want you guys to hear, this guy was a fucking racist. I sit back years later and I think, what the fuck am I? You know when you become an adult and you just say, what the fuck are you listening to? The guy was a white guy. But this guy was a racist, a hardcore racist. Literally attacking white males. And this is the kind of guy that gave Barack Obama his credibility. We should have seen this shit coming a mile away. A mile away. Who the fuck is Barack Obama? The guy came out of nowhere. Don't think that there is not justice in this world. There is. When you follow God's plan. We've been going down the path of Hillary Clinton, the devil, the Jezebel, for far too long. Let me tell you something, my belief on Trump. Jesus had a sense of humor. Jesus, in one story, went into a church, and he saw merchants set up throughout the halls. And I believe the story goes, he grabbed the whip and whipped them all out. All right? He lost his temper. He grabbed the whip and he whipped them all out. They were set up selling. You know, guys, I want you to think about something carefully. If you look at the way God lived, Jesus lived, he just gave us a better way. He gave us a better way to live. He gave us the framework for a better way to live. But not to be perfect, because we can't be perfect as human beings. There is no such thing as perfection other than Jesus Christ, other than God. Okay? And we cannot be him. And we don't have to strive to be him. We just have to learn to live using the example that he provided us with. That's what I believe. And that example doesn't have anything to do with being a perfect person. There's no such thing. The people who believe that they are of the highest moral standards and highest figures of morality are typically the most corrupt. Think about this. Donald fucking grabbed them by the pussy Trump. Has a lot more practicality than any of these fucking lunatic SJWs. Antifa uses fucking violence. They're classified as a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. They're classified as a homegrown domestic terrorist organization. You know something that bothers me about YouTube? You can say all these different things. You know the videos that worry me the most? You mentioned something about God. It burns these people. They're afraid because these people are of the demonic spirit. Women are of a demonic spirit. I said it before, from darkness they came and to darkness they shall return. Men were created to get things done. Women were created to create more men. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you agree with those comments. I want to know what you guys think. If you guys want to get some red pill coins, don't forget, you got less than 4 days left right now. There's a link in the description of the video to my Patreon to go sign up and to get some. Also, if you enjoy the video, go ahead and hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.